Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know, life can be a wild ride sometimes, right? One minute you're crushing it, the next you're tripping over your own feet. And let's face it, we all have those moments where we beat ourselves up, where that inner critic is louder than a rock concert. But what if I told you there's a superpower hidden within each of us, one that can help us navigate those rough patches with grace and resilience? It's called self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking this is some hippy-dippy woo-woo stuff, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or making excuses for bad behavior. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. Think about it. Ever spilled coffee all over your white shirt right before an important meeting? We've all been there. You know that feeling when your brain goes into panic mode, replaying every embarrassing detail? That's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of berating yourself for the mishap, take a deep breath, acknowledge it happened to everyone, and remind yourself that it's okay to make mistakes. Self-compassion is like wearing your favorite pair of comfy sweatpants on a day when you just need to relax. It's about creating a safe space within yourself where you can be vulnerable, learn from your experiences, and move forward with kindness and acceptance. Ready to unlock this superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, recognize that suffering is a universal human experience. Nobody escapes life's challenges. We all face disappointments, setbacks, and moments of self-doubt. Accepting this reality can help us stop comparing ourselves to others and start feeling more connected to the shared human experience. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Second, treat yourself with kindness. Would you berate a friend for making a mistake? Probably not. So why do we do that to ourselves? Practice talking to yourself with the same gentleness and understanding that you would offer someone you care about. When those negative thoughts creep in, try reframing them with self-compassionate language. Third, practice mindfulness. Paying attention to the present moment without judgment can help us cultivate a sense of awareness and acceptance. Notice your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. Mindfulness exercises like meditation or deep breathing can be incredibly helpful in grounding yourself and finding moments of peace amidst the chaos. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small, can shift your perspective and boost your overall well-being. It's a simple yet powerful practice that reminds us to focus on the positive aspects of our lives. Maybe it's a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny morning, or a kind gesture from a stranger. Finally, remember that self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more compassionate than others. That's perfectly normal. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing. Remember, the goal isn't to be perfect, it's to treat yourself with kindness and understanding throughout the ups and downs of life. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you just aced that big presentation at work. You feel confident, energized, and ready to take on the world. But then your coworker casually mentions they got promoted over you. Suddenly, those butterflies in your stomach turn into feelings of disappointment and inadequacy. That inner critic starts whispering doubts and fears. But here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, you take a deep breath and remind yourself that this doesn't define your worth. You acknowledge that it's okay to feel disappointed, but you also recognize that you did your best and are still deserving of love and respect. You celebrate your accomplishment while keeping things in perspective. See, self-compassion isn't about denying our feelings or pretending everything is perfect. It's about acknowledging them with kindness and understanding, and choosing to respond with grace and resilience. Remember, you're a badass capable of incredible things. Don't let those pesky inner critics stimulate. Embrace the journey, treat yourself with love, and keep shining bright. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-compassion. Catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.